For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. There's probably a peak season for bow fishing, and I confess I don't know what it is. But as long as the water's clear enough to see carp, it's a good time for bow fishing. I spent a lot of time bow fishing for carp on the Wind River when I was a kid. I started bow fishing each year about the time the ice melted off the river, and I kept at it until fall when I was using my bow for other things like chasing antelope and deer. The bow fishing was easier when the water was clearer, obviously, but even during the spring runoff and after storms, when the water was higher and murkier, I had plenty of luck spearing those suckers. Now that most of the waters in the state have settled down to some degree, and the flows are a little more clear, the bow fishing should be pretty good. Now's the time to get out there and try to get a few carp. If you've been putting off bow fishing because you think it's expensive or gear intensive, think again. All you need is a reel, which will mount on the stabilizer post on your bow, a fishing arrow, and some line. None of that equipment is really expensive. You can use your hunting bow if you want, but a lot of bow fishers use a separate recurve or an old compound instead. That's because you don't really need anything fancy. You don't need a heavy draw weight since you won't be shooting long distances. Actually, the simpler the better. You'll have more luck shooting instinctively than with sights, and a basic rest will hold up a heavy fish arrow better than an expensive drop away. Once you get out there and nail a carp or two, be sure to clean up after yourself. You can eat carp if you want, but you don't have to. If you plan to leave them where you kill them, puncture the swim bladder and sink them to the bottom, rather than leave them up on the shore where they'll stink the place up. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.